Blog Talk Radio.
Right, thanks for the Fred Gwynne.
Absolutely.
All right. How about this one? Ba 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 dum ba 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 hoo da bum ba dum bum. Know it? Ba 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 bum. Look at that fossil. It's stuck over there in the tar. Bum bum. Look at that old man. He looks like an old ape. Bum bum. What is it?
No.
Look at that old bone. It could be worth a buck. What is it?
I don't know.
Look at those two apes. This must be where they live. Bum bum. Look at that city. Let's continue to dig. What is it?
Really don't know.
It's National Geographic. National Geographic.
Did you ever watch The Twilight Zone?
Oh, God. Remember The Twilight Zone with Burgess Meredith? Remember, he loved to read, and there was a nuclear war, and he had no friends anyway, and he was down in the basement glasses.
The library.
Yes, he was the last man. He broke his glasses.
Yeah.
This thing freaked me out. When I was 7 years old, I bought another pair of glasses just in case that would happen. Hey,
you want to see something really scary?
You bet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, this is really, really scary now.
I trust you.
Okay, pull the car over.
Pull the car over?
Scare me. Are you ready?
Okay, go ahead. What are you doing?
This is the greatest talk show that will ever be. With your host, Mark the Arcturian and Hollywood Tony P. And now, the return of the greatest talk show that will ever be.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here? What the hell is the title of this show? 3IM, 3 we are, Savispaba. Are we insane? Are we losing our minds? No. This is Hollywood Tony P. Welcome to the greatest talk show, and I'm here to tell you that no, we have not lost our minds, and no, we are not crazy. 3IM, 3VR, Sophisbaba. It all has meaning, and it's all going to be discussed tonight. I don't know where this show is going to go. I don't know what we're actually doing at this moment, but what I do know is we're going to talk, and if Mark shows up, he shows up. If not, it doesn't matter, because we figure a lot of stuff out here by just simple discussion about everything. And there's just a lot of stuff that we have, that we know, that we see, that even though I don't know how many people are listening, millions, hundreds of millions, depending on what you think, and if you are listening, thank you for listening as well. Hundreds of millions of people are listening to us. We are the number one morning show on Mars. Please like us on Facebook, the greatest talk show. Everybody can hear us, everybody can see us, everybody can know us throughout reality because our voices and our sounds and our spirits are echoing through the ether realm, bouncing back and forth. And those of us who can hear and see, who are halfway between here and there, can hear what is there and you understand. And that is some of the thoughts that come through that and this. And of course, telepathic nature of existence is funny because the universal translation of the words and thoughts of other people's ideas and minds and whatever like that, the thoughts, it's unspoken. Sound is different in existence, and go on about that. If you want to call us, you can call in at 515-605-9753. That's 515-605-9753. I'm Hollywood Tony P, and this is the greatest talk show that will ever be, Paradox. 3 a.m., 3 we are, as Sophis Baba in a car. We'll be right back after this, and I will explain everything, because you need to know, and I need to tell you. Right here on the greatest talk show on the World Generation Podcast Network. We'll be right back after this.
Who controls the British crown? Who keeps the metric system down? We do. We do.
Who leads Atlantis off the maps?
Who keeps the Martians under wraps?
We do. We do. Who holds back the electric car? Who makes the Gutenberg?
Fish of their sight.
Who rigged every Oscar night?
We do. We do.
Join the Hollywood Dragon, Tony P, the United World Champion, hosting UWA Today. UWA News and Matches. And inside information of the entire indie wrestling scene. Listen as the drama unfolds live. Only on the World Generation Podcast Network.
It's the party. It's the East Coast Party Cast with Hollywood Tony P and Javi C on the World Generation Podcast Network. How you doing, everybody? So you got the East Coast Party Cast. He's Puerto Rican, and I'm a freaking. And there you go. Together, we're gonna make a World Generation Podcast Network history. Is it still the World Generation Podcast? Is it World Generation Net? What is it?
So the date is coming soon on that.
Thursday night.
Yeah, party, party, party.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Blazing saddle, he wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way.
Welcome back, everyone, to the greatest talk show that will ever be. I am Hollywood Tony P. Hey! You notice those commercials? Well, I am the United World Champion. We all know that. But we're not talking about that at the moment. We're not talking about the fact that I'm your president. We're not talking about that at the moment. We're talking about 3 a.m., 3 we are, Sophis Baba, and that by far is what the hell does any of that mean? Well, 3 a.m., I am. The answer. I am the solution. I am the proposal. I am the admission. I am the appropriation. I am the accumulation. I am the assertion. I am the revelation. I am the oscillation of the segregation of the recitation. I am a lot. And then three are we. Why? We are. Three we are. Three are we. Three we are. I am we are. You know what I am we are is? Very important. And Sophis Baba. Sophis Baba. What is Sophis Baba? Sophis Baba is how we got here. Sophisbaba is what it is. Sophisbaba sounds ridiculous. It sounds Sophisbaba. But Sophisbaba is the answer to everything, right? We here in the Greatest Talk Show have those answers and are here to give them to you. For all those who are listening, not here in 2023 or 2060, whatever year it is, not in the year 4000, in which you might be listening. Maybe. We don't know. We're thinking. But in the far, far reaches of existence and space and time, in which the words in which you were hearing and the commercials in which you were hearing are heard in the future, the far distant future, in the far distant past, in the galaxy far, far away. In the space and time long gone. Listening to us, hearing us now. And that label's in the billions, and we are here to understand 3IM, 3 we are, Sophisbaba. Now, let me preface this by a story that I'm going to tell you. Okay, so I am a being of a very interesting purport, and the history is very interesting. Okay, I ended up being stuck in a never-ending paradoxical conundrum in which there was no way to exist after. And thus, I ceased to exist. But I re-existed, right? I came to exist after that here. And when I came here to exist, I brought my history with me. And it is such in which, in this world in which we exist right now, in this planet, wherever we are, whatever time we are, I am here. I'm a person out of time. I'm a person, I don't belong here because I don't exist. I do exist, but what happened is I ceased to exist and then existed again. Things don't happen until they happen, and then they always happen, and then the same is in reverse. And the only way to stop the paradoxical conundrum was for me to not exist and then exist. But if I didn't exist everywhere in existence, I didn't exist, and so I came about back to existing, and when I did the reset, the hard reset, the save point, when I came back, I was in a reality in which I didn't exist, and in a reality in which five or six or seven or people had to take the place of me existing. And one of those people is, of course, our esteemed co-host, Mark the Arcturian, who here he is the native, and I appeared here with the history behind me, and he is the me that was here without the actual me existing. And that is how the same being we are, I am, can exist at the same point, because we are I am, and I am is the being of creation, which we are all I am. You are I am, I am I am. They are I am. Everybody is I am. And so here I am in this place where, in fact, I never existed. And so, if in fact I never existed, then the multiverse and the magical number of different beings that there are, how many Hollywood Tony P's are there? None. Me. I am the only one. There's only one. There's no variance. I have no variance because I have no versions of me. Because the reality in which reality is based upon a reality, the control, the three, right, 3IM, the three, the controlled reality, it is based upon me and the here, not here. The control is based upon me not being here. So me being here is me existing in a place where I didn't, and that's the only way to win is not to play. So, of course, the only place for me to exist was a place for me to not exist. Just like the only way for us to stop the time loop paradoxes was to land in a place where time travel wasn't possible. And we realized that that was the best possible outcome because time travel was the reason that the plague of coronavirus got to trillions of dead, and then we were just all lost, and it was the plague. We all remember it. We all thought it. We all dreamed it, but it didn't happen. Because time travel wasn't possible, and time travel was possible until it wasn't, then it never was. And here's the deal about that. Because the last time they went back to get the Spanish flu to try to come back here and bring it, and it mutated, or something happened, and it just killed a lot of people. But time travel, not possible. They were able to do that, and it just ran its course. Yes, coronavirus is still prevalent in certain places, but whatever. So the idea that past can no longer intersect with the future except our conundrum, which we are existing in as beings of humanity. We are humans and are in this reality when we appeared, because again, none of us existed here. Just like when I got here, when I say here, the bubble that we are in, the ship, we're in the Arcturus, we're in the ship. We got here. I got here. Before I was here, there was no here for me. I wasn't existing here. I didn't come shift into myself. I didn't quantum leap into my own body, into myself. Everybody had, there was no myself because I had ceased to exist because I had created a paradox, whatever. But then because it, like the ever-changing balloon animal, there comes a time where it's that little point, and then it's a big point, and then it goes out and in, and then eventually I came back, but I came back to a reality in which I didn't exist, much like then we in the ship came to a reality in which humans never existed, but now we did, right? So the history, we brought our history with us, including the sub-history, like the babushka dolls or whatever those dolls are, the nesting dolls, much like us and our reality in which we exist. And currently it is me and three, I am three, we are. Me, a person who exists outside of time. The mother of my child in high school, catastrophic car accident. Okay. I'm pretty sure she probably was dead, but she wasn't, because I am here and I needed to have be able to be with somebody who was me, like Clara Clayton in Back to the Future, right? She was going to go off the cliff. She was diving off of the cliff. She was going to die. So Doc could do anything with her afterwards, and, you know, it wouldn't matter because she was in history. She was already dead. So he can take her to the future. He could take her to the past. Any of those things. So here I am, a person who I don't exist. So there's only one of me in a reality in which, was the control is based upon not me, and me is here and Mark. So the question is, since there is three, who is the third? What is the third? Who is the control? Well, I would assume I'm the control because I'm the original universe, the original reality, as we all are, have been shifting. I am from the original. When somebody went back in time and decided to make sure that Angie Dickinson was not a writer and a novelist, she was a beauty queen, stopping Hillary Clinton from becoming president, making Trump president. I don't know. Maybe that's a good thing because, Trump led us to Biden, and Biden, the future will be bright. Maybe Hillary led us to Trump, and then I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know why Hillary had to, but time travel was definitely a thing, and that I remember the first reality because I am one of the only people from that reality. And the only reason I know that I'm one of the only people from that reality is because part of me has a lot to do with why that reality doesn't exist anymore, and it didn't. And then so everybody was sent backwards because there's one last leap back, and the entire population was sent backwards. Entire population was sent backwards, and here we are. So when we were sent backwards, we didn't know we weren't being sent all the way backwards. We were sent backwards to the recreation of where we were, because it's not 2023. It is the year 4000, a recreation of 2023. So when we got to the end and we were sent back, we were supposed to be sent back to 2023. Instead, we were sent back to the recreation in the year 4000. You get what I'm saying? So we didn't go all the way back. We didn't go all the way back. Or did we? Did we go all the way back to that, and we are here now in the year 4000 going back? That's why we can affect things. There are three. 3 a.m., there we are. And whether it's not me or Mark or either way, there are three realities existing currently. The first one is the one how it was, the best one, the first one, the only one, the one that mattered, the one that we got it right. And then, of course, there's this one, the current one in which we are existing, which... And then there is the exact mirror opposite of this one. There's only three, right? And we leap from one to the other, back and forth, depending. So three current realities existing at once. One missing piece from the puzzle, who it is. And then I am. We are. And then we got to Sophisbaba. There are three added letters to Sophisbaba, but I forget them at the moment. But Sophisbaba is the key. And when we realized there's two keys, actually. The first key was when Mark realized that the voices that we all hear, the little birdie we hear in our head, the intuition, the gut feeling, is not a gut feeling at all. It's just us remembering what happened. It's our future selves leading breadcrumbs in a path for us. Because we're doing this again. We have to do it a second time. We have to do it to lock it in. We get to the end of time, we go back to the beginning of time and do it again. We have to lock it in. If we cannot duplicate it, it has to be eradicated. It's just it. You can't duplicate it. It doesn't matter. Like, you have to duplicate it or it doesn't matter. You have to. You can't duplicate it. Whatever. You have to lock it in. And that's what happens. That's, you know, what Mark figured out, that we're remembering. The question is, okay, so you think, oh, this is going to, you think something's going to happen. Does that mean that you're powerful enough to bend existence to make that happen? Or could it just be that you're just remembering the last time it happened? And let me ask you this. If you're remembering how it happened, I'm remembering how this happened with a shitty refrigerator. But look, I'm looking at a stainless steel refrigerator. Now, here's the funny part. When I moved into this place, there was a shitty refrigerator. But it blew up, and I now have stainless steel appliances all around. They replaced everything and made it stainless steel. So both futures were absolutely correct, Schrodinger's future. Both images in which I saw. But the question is, which do you believe? Now, if you know that you go to the end of time all the way, and we go all the way, and then we come back, and we come here. We went backwards. We were sent back, and we were supposed to go to 2023, but we ended up in the year 4000, or we ended up in the year 2023, and we are now in the year 4000. Round and round we go. If you are doing this over and over again, Sophisbaba becomes important. Sophisbaba is my addition to the idea. And then me and Mark coinciding together, in fact, we are the same being. We are I am. I am we are. We are I am. We are the same being. We are all the same being. We are all I am. You out there, I am. I am you are. All of us together, we are I am. But how is that possible? How can we be existing in the same place at the same time? Because we are each slightly existing in our own dimensional reality. Okay, that is how it is explained in this case. But what is Sophisbaba? Since we do it one more time, right? We always do it one more time. So we do it one more time, bam, next. We do it one more time again. 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 It's not infinite possibilities of reality. It's just infinite tries to do it over again, like Groundhog Day. Not infinite choices, infinite opportunities to make the right choices. But with those infinite opportunities, Sophisbaba becomes a thing. So if you start, when we started the loop, if you had learned during COVID or any of that time, started playing the piano, we looped around trillions of times from the end to the front before we got out of that time loop. You sophisticated the fuck out of that. So the first time you picked up the guitar or the piano, it felt like you knew how to play the piano and you were the best ever. Why? Because you were. Because you did it trillions of times. You did it so many times. You remember how to do it. It's there. All the doors are unlocked. Remember, since we've done this before, we've unlocked every door for ourselves. Just because we're doing it again, it's forward motion. It's not past. It's not the back. We've already unlocked those doors. We do it again, the doors are unlocked. We just have to walk through them. We have to realize that we have unlocked these doors for ourselves, but we don't realize that. We don't understand that. Our minds don't understand that we can walk through the doors that we think are closed and locked, and they're not, because we've done this before, and that's how we can do it. It goes back to thinking about that Harry Potter scene where he says, I was able to do it because I saw myself doing it, and I knew that I could do it because I did it before. It doesn't make any sense, but it does. That's the idea. We've done all of this before. We set this up before us in front of ourselves so that we would do it the correct way, the greatest possible outcome in every which scenario. And even if it doesn't go the right way, it will go the best way, even for the worst people, which is the trade-off you have to get for finding the closest reality to the control reality, how it was when it worked, right? And it's going to work this time, and it's working this time. So you have how it worked. it's working this time, and the next time, the lock-in, the third time, right? You have to do it the control time, do it this time, and you have to lock this time in so that it matches the control time. Not exactly. It's going to be similar. You might like vanilla ice cream, or when differently, you might like chocolate. Might not be the, but it's close enough. Reality can continue moving forward in a coherent way. However, but the thing is we as humans have sophisticated so much without even knowing it. Anything we did within the 1 year of the COVID, which is funny, it's not even just COVID, it's a little more after COVID, but it's right around that area, round and round and round and round and round and round and round again, because it was because of the virus, because the virus kept killing trillions of people. How did we do it? We had to stop it. How? Because time travel wasn't possible. They couldn't go back to get the Spanish flu to bring it to the future to try to stop Corona. And instead, when they went back to try to get the Spanish flu and they brought it here to try to stop Corona, they ended up increasing it because time travel wasn't possible, because we came to a place where time travel wasn't possible, because we were stuck in an endless time loop. Then, in fact, they couldn't go back to get the Spanish flu to bring it here. So Corona is what it is. We are living with it. We are stuck with it, but it is not the pandemic that we all thought it was going to be. Now, the water dream, I don't know about that. I don't know about any of these apocalyptic ideas, but I do know that we've all sophisticated so many times. You exist, you sophisticated in our overlapping ideas of our records, right? Because we've done this trillions of times together, me and Mark, except for the first few times where I did it, then he didn't exist in my reality, I didn't exist in his reality, and we still exist. How can we both exist? Because we are I am. How are we all I am? We are I am because we are all I am. And you are I am as well. It's crazy again, but I am, I am, I am what I am. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about more I am. We're going to talk about more three we are. And Sophisbaba. What does Sophisbaba stand for? And there are three other letters. That's the funny part. There are three other letters to Sophisbaba. I have to ask another for that answer, because I don't remember at this point, but another knows. And Sophisbaba, we will tell you what it means. I will tell you what it means after these messages. And it's very important that you get these ideas down. You get the understanding that the three realities that currently exist, the mirror, the not mirror, and the control, are what they are, bouncing back and forth. Are there many offshoots of this? Yes. Are there many different other aspects of reality? Yes. Could there be other possibilities of you? At least two other ones. But me, there are none, because I come from a place where I am not. I do not exist. The only place I ended up paradoxing my reality, which destroyed itself, and so I was no longer able to exist there. I needed to find a place to exist, and the only place to exist was a place that I didn't exist. So I came here, and when I got here, my history came with me, and then I existed. But because I didn't exist here, the control in this reality is a reality in which I don't exist. And so the current reality in which I exist is not the mirror in which others might exist, but it is three part of the control. Now, I am not part of the control, but again, my life is not affecting anybody in any adverse way and changing anything, much like the Clara Clayton from Back to the Future, because she was dead. Right? I don't exist. I didn't exist. I can be anything. I have no destiny and no future because I did not exist. So I'm a person outside of space and time. And maybe somebody will hear this. Maybe this show will go viral, and maybe somebody will want to understand more about shifting reality. Until then, you can call us at 515-605-9753. That's 515-605-9753. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more on the Greatest Of Show. Paradox, 3 I am, 3 we are. Sophisbaba, and the answer is coming. You'll know it by far. We'll be back on the World Generation Podcast Network right after this.
This week in Online GTA Hump Day Horse Racing. Every Wednesday night, join the Alpha. From Alpha to Omega presents Let's Play GTA in a simulcast of epic proportions, and it's only Wednesday nights right here on World Generation Podcast Network. Be there.
Rising from the depths of oblivion, materializing out of the ether, lost, found, the greatest talk show that will ever be. Return to the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You want to see something really scary?
Something really scary.
You've seen him on television. You've loved him for years. Now you can own his incredible collection, Mr. Ed's Top 40. You can hear the Huggable Horse sing John Denver.
Oh, thank God I'm a country boy, Wilbur.
Chicago.
25-4624, Wilbur.
Act now. Include Mr. Ed Goes Country.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be Wilbur.
That's 1-800-555-MR-ED today.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
About all the things that are going on. And listen, I guarantee you the people who are listening to this are not currently right now on Blog Talk Radio in the year 2023. They might be in the year 4000, or they might be throughout existence listening to us. And to those people I say, welcome, thank you. I appreciate your listening. Number one morning show on Mars, and I really do appreciate the people out there listening, any kind of beings on Earth, welcome, hello, I am here for you, I will help you along, please don't murder the Earthlings, they do not know better, but I will help you in any way, shape, or form, because I am the Great Council. I am the Great Council. You know how great I am? I am. You know how great I am? There once was an Egyptian god named Tut. I met him once. His name is now Thoth. Thoth. But his name was Tut. Why is his name Thoth, not Tut? Well, because you see, when I met him, he came from the past to the present, and I met him. I thought it was awfully funny that his name was Tut, and I made a little joke, you know, because his name is Tut, you know, Tut, a fart, Tut. I'm pretty sure he never thought of it that way. He got offended, realized what it was about, and went back to his own time. in the past, and he decided to make his name Toot instead of Toot. And now, but we all know it was Toot. T-H-E-U-T-H, not T-H-O-T-H. Is that a Mandela effect? There are a lot. No, people say the Mandela effect is just people being forgetful about things. No, I am nowhere near my original reality, and we've done so many spinning loops about together, tethered together, that we are so far from our reality. But if you ignore that, I am still way far removed from my original place of reference. You know from John Teeter and his thoughts and ideas that you do, in fact, when you do time travel or go anywhere backwards, you will never end up in your same reality. And it is just a string. And you, even when you go backwards, you're still going forwards. Your record is still recording, right? Your Akashic record that you hold on, like in Tron, on you, even though you go backwards in time, it is still recording, meaning it's recording forward. It's recording time forward. So even if we go back trillions of times, our records will show that. And we will also show an overlapping of our records with each other. The instant we got to this reality, humans were not here, and we got here, and we were here. The universe itself got an upgrade in this reality because humans, we had the trillions of times we did it to get it right. And the funny part is the trillion times that we did it was, if anybody was paying attention to the humans in our own reality, which was the aliens, the Anunnaki, and the people who were involved in the human spirit or any kind of human history in any way, shape, or form, anybody here, anybody there, any aliens involved in the human, then they too are going round and round and round and round. And thus, it is proof that, you know, doing it this way, they themselves get benefit of a perfect reality to the point of not perfect, but we have to do it again. One more time, lock it in. Sometimes it's similar, sometimes it's close. There are three. Again, it's always about the control. The control happened. It was. It did. It is. It's how it was. It was the best possible outcome. It has been recorded. It is there. Can we duplicate it? No, we could not duplicate that one because that one died. It didn't. It was a fluke accident, fucked up, died. But it still exists there. There was no second one. You can't lock that in. So we have to do that again, get it as close to possible as that, and then lock that as close to possible in. And how do we have to lock it? Every moment we have to lock it in. Every moment we have to duplicate. Duplicate close enough, duplicate. Doesn't have to be exact. Duplicate so the words make sense. Duplicate so the sentence makes sense. The structure, like I am, right? What if it's E-Y-E-A-M? I am, I. I am, I. Depends on the translational nuances of such things. Now, we know that reality and the universe itself runs on a different type of thought process, and thought process is what reality runs on. It runs on a telepathic thought process, like cable television, like in Batman Forever, where the Riddler takes the signal and pumps it into people's head, the virtual reality. That's how reality works, and you are only able to access this information when you were in a heightened state of remembrance of emotion. Because in that heightened state of remembrance of emotion, you are filled with the emotion of the remembrance, a heavy emotional period. And that is where the telepathic ideas and thoughts lie. And that is where some of us, and which and why, we are the most people who are very emotional or very a little depressed or sad or whatever. If we have high emotional impacts in our life and things that we find emotionally jarring in any way, shape, or form, we are more connected to reality because that is in which the messages throughout existence get sent forth within the idea of the telepathic message, which resonates in a frequency in which you have to experience an intense emotional reaction, and that is the height level in which telepathy works its best. Now, without being in that responsive activity, you can still catch on to some of the telepathic ideals that are coming at you, but most of them come in your dream state, and a lot of us don't remember our dreams. That is just the nature of the beast. We are unable to remember our dreams. Remember your dreams. Follow your dreams, right? And you can be anything you want to be. Is that a thing? Talking to the aliens. Okay. Well, I'm going to do this little segment right here. We're going to do this. Okay, so let's talk to the people in 2023 right now. 2058, 2060, whatever year it is. Hello, my friends. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for caring about me. Thank you for hating me. Thank you for betraying me. Thank you for stabbing me in the back. Why do I thank you for those things? Because without those things, without the hurt that you have given me, I wouldn't have become the great being that I am. And I would not have achieved so much that I have, right? I am the United World Champion because nobody else wanted that distinction. And I decided to earn my way and get myself into shape. And I did it because I had no choice, because I did it because I am. I am Hollywood Tony P. So we do this. Why? Why do we do this? Why are we on this task, on this journey? Well, Sefisbaba, first of all, prepares us for our task in this journey. Now, what is the task in this journey? Is to live. Somebody once said, so the, really the only thing you have to do is just exist? Yes. The only thing you have to do is exist. As long as you continue to exist, as long as you continue to exist, the people around you continue to exist, and the people around them continue to exist, and that is how reality exists. So as long as you continue forward and keep doing things, no matter how mundane you may think they are, you are continuing to hold reality together. You are a piece of the puzzle that must be there. There is no way of not having that piece of the puzzle. Now, we can go back to my conundrum of the reality in which I come from, in which it was destroyed, and I am the last and only remnant of it, because in that reality, much like this one, I have the ability to shift realities. And so at the end, there was no other choice but to use the final ideals to get back to the past. But did I go back to the year 4000? Did I go back to the year 2023? Well, let's talk to the year 4000. Hello. I am very curious as to why you are recreating something that happened thousands of years ago. And I know that I'm a clone of myself, and it's never going to ever be the same. But this is how it was in 2023, give or take. I am very thankful that you found these things for me here, that I can witness this period in history. And if I could say anything, I'm very curious as to what is going to happen. But I do know that in the year 4000, whoever the alien beings that are around, I am humbled to be your servant and, of course, the great mediator. And I all live to serve the universe and to help all I can. And now let's talk to the beings in the far, far future that are everything, the beings that exist as this or that, that exist around you, because we are all that is. Every being that is will always be. We will always be. I am will always be I am. I will always I am, and you will always be I am. We are I am, always. We are always I am, and you will always be I am. In 500 million years, we will still be existing, those of us who exist. And to those I'm talking to, I'm very, very humble to share an existence with you. And I appreciate the trillions of years that we exist and that we will exist continually. And I appreciate your suggestions on doing things the next time, because unlike other people's suggestions, yours are correct, as in you are beings of great knowledge and power and understanding, as we are the I am. And I am what we are. And it is just how things are when I am we is. Is what we are, and we are what we is, and that is really not English. That is the not we is. Not we is. Sophisbaba. What is Sophisbaba? Smarter, faster, stronger, bigger, better. Sophisbaba. Smarter, faster, stronger, bigger, better. I remember I was sitting in my kitchen, and I was thinking, okay, we're doing this millions of times over and over and over again. So everything should be better. Everything, every time, you should focus on being smarter. Every time you do it, you should be faster. You should do it faster. You should be stronger. You should get stronger. You should be do it bigger. You should do it better. And there you go. There's the answer. Sophisticated. Because every time we do it, we should strive to be smarter than the time we did it before. To be better. To be faster. To be stronger. To be bigger. To be better. To be smarter. To be faster. To be stronger. To be bigger. Than to be better. Why is smarter first? Because smarter is everything. We have to be smarter. You have to figure out how to be faster. Faster. If you're smarter, you can be fast. You can get, and I'm not talking about speed of running. Faster, as in accomplishing things faster, being quicker to find the answers. Having done it so many times that you don't have to do the 30-minute mission when you can do it in 2 minutes if you just blow the guy up right away in GTA or something like that. That's faster. And then that comes to smarter, right? You have to be smart. If you're not smart, you're dumb. And if you're dumb, you can't be bigger. Can't be better. Smarter, faster, stronger, bigger, better, stronger. How much stronger are you going to be? Can you gain that strength? What kind of strength? Strength in everything. Knowing that you're going to do it over and over again, you should, your fortitude should be stronger. Your strength will grow within because it, Sophisticated isn't something that you have to strive for. It's something that has happened because we've done it before. And since you know you've done it before, if you've been down a road before and you go down that road again, that road is familiar to you, so you have a better chance of navigating it than it being your first time, right? And of course, if you go down that road 100 times, the 100th time you go down that road, you'll know that road like the back of your hand, unlike the first time you go down that road. Because you've been down that road many times, we've all sophisticated. Now, can we sophisticate again? Yes, we can, because there's, we have to do it again, but we are the again. Again, we are the one that's doing it to lock in. If we can't lock it in, it doesn't happen, but we are the lock. This is the second time. We're doing it again, right? So the last time and this time, and then, you know, the last time was this time and that time. So we have sophisticated. So what did you sophisticate? Okay. Because recently, I would say we got here 2 years ago. 2 years ago, we landed in this reality in which time travel was not possible. 2 years ago. That's right, quarantine and after. Right? 2 years ago. That's when we got here, where humans weren't. 2 years ago. So before 2 years ago, you were sophisticated and you didn't know it. So whatever you were doing before the quarantine or during quarantine, whatever you were doing the entire time, you are a master at it. You are the best at anything because you've done it trillions of times. Anything you learned, anything you picked up, and it's amazing because at that point, people were doing that because we were stuck in quarantine, so people were picking up new things. They didn't know that they were inadvertently sophisticating themselves. You picked up something new in quarantine or learned something or read something new in quarantine. Little did you know that you were also in the middle of a time loop going round and round and round. And so whatever you read, whatever you learned, whatever you did, whatever you took on, you did so trillions and trillions and trillions of times. You became a master, a maestro, an ancient legend in what you did. And every door was open till the end of time for you. Because you've done it before, you've done it again, over and over and over. Until now, of course, because we are in a reality which time travel is impossible, except for the one time it has to happen one more time. And we are the one more time. This is the one more time. So there is no other one more time, but there is another one more time, but there isn't because we are the head of the needle. Even though when we get there, the thread will still be pulling. It is a needle pulling thread forward. Again, like our record is being recorded. Like in contact, the video, you take a video camera, it is still recording, even know we get to the end of time and we go back and we do it again. The video camera is still recording all of that. It is still forward. It's still recording on the tape forward. Right? It is still on your record. And overlapping records. We all have overlapping records, but those of us who are friends together and go through things, especially in the looping loop, if your friends and the people around you are the records that are overlapping and they corroborate the story of human existence. So think about who was around you during that time, during 2020 and 2021. Your records collide with each other because you exist with each other. And therefore, the overlap is what makes your relationship spectacularly powerful and you powerful. Now, that comes to the point where since we've done it over and over again and then we got here, our souls, all of our souls, when we landed here, all of our spirits, all of our essence and all of our beings are the most ancient beings that have ever lived. Now, there are a few who are close to our age, but not even close in the essence of there's no way. And so we are revered. Humans are revered among existence as beings of great wisdom and power, even though we are scum. A lot of us are scum. I'm not saying all of us are scum. I'm just saying there are a lot of human beings that just take and take and take and take and take. And it's just very interesting how it works out like that. So here's what we're going to do now. We're at the point in the show we're going to take our smoke break. That's right. We're going to take a five-minute break. We're going to pick a song. We're going to pick a song, something that's in the archive, something that's somewhere we can hear throughout eternity, 2023, 2060, the year 4000, the year 8 million, wherever we're at. Wherever we're at, let's hear a nice long song, too, Darren. Long. That's a good song. That's a good song. That's a great song. Hey, listen to that song. This song is for the people everywhere who are listening. Who are listening? Well, but it's not just 2023. Remember when I said I met Toot, who's Tot, and he was an Atlantean who came to the future and met all of us. Then he went back and became an Egyptian deity. But he changed his name because I made fun of him. Okay. So we stretch beyond backward time. So to those in Atlantis, to those in the year 2023, which is really the year 2060, those in the year 4000, to those in the year 10 million, and to those in any year, in any way, shape, or form that exists in any shape, outside of reality, listening to this very idea and those beings who are currently existing where I exist, who hear what I hear when I hear them, and telepathically beamed into your head for your pleasure and your listening pleasure and your thought process. This is a great song in which I believe just has all the markings of something great in any time, in any space, in any reality. 515-605-9753. This is the greatest talk show paradox. 3 a.m., 3 are we. Suffice, ba-ba. Whoo, howdy. We'll be right back in about 10 minutes. Smoke break. And use the bathroom, do whatever you gotta do, and we'll be back after this. I'm Hollywood Tony.
Day, Hump Day Horse Racing. Every Wednesday night, join the Alpha. From Alpha to Omega presents Let's Play GTA in a simulcast of epic proportions, and it's only Wednesday nights right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Be there.
Join the Hollywood Dragon, Tony P, the United World Champion, hosting UWA Today. UWA news and matches and inside information of the entire indie wrestling scene. Listen as the drama unfolds live. Only on the World Generation Podcast Network.
Buddy, where's the spatula?
Okay, kids, let's go.
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents. And what better way to say I love you than with the gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatulas so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Talk show that will ever be Paradox. 3 a.m., 3 we are's to fist baba. I am currently sitting and residing in a channel, and you are here now to witness that. 515-605-9753. We just got confirmation from Mark the Arcturian that he will not be here tonight. And so with the last few minutes of the show, I will sit here and wave back and forth. As I think the thoughts that I thought might be about this, it might be about that. Nobody really knows, nobody really cares, but we'll just keep going from whatever it is, whatever what ifs we shall be doing, whenever we shall. Whenever we shall be doing, whatever we do, when we do it, it shall be whatever we done. When we did it, we will have done it. When we did it, and we wouldn't have wanted to do it any other way. So when we do what we do, when we did what we did, when we didn't want to do what we did, and every day we did everything that we did, and we couldn't do anything then. Apparently, the universe is stuck in a gibberish loop, but it's not anymore because of me and you. We've been round and round the turning towns, and now here we reside, alone and yet covered and deep within the jungle's vines. I don't think that there is enough things that are being said about the way that people have understood the way ahead. It's as a bumpy, but it's also nice. It's also pleasant. It's also peaceful and joyous and terrible and nice. Awful and great all at once, such is life. But what of this time? Not the last time, but this time. Because time before time, this time is the last time. This time is the second time. The time after we have done it the first time, but this is also the first time. So we are also doing this for the first time, but every time we do it for the first time, we also do it for the second time as we lock it in. And we know that because if we do it, then we know that that is what is locked in. That is what we have done. And that is the choice that we have made. If we decide to lock it in, if it happens, it has been locked in. This is the second time. This is the first time and the second time. And the first time we do it, we go through it, right? First time we do it in the year 4000, we do it. And then it goes back because the time started here, right? So we're in the year 4000. The first time we do it in the year 4000. In the replicated 2023, we do it in the year 4000. So we go all the way to the end of time. We go all the way back to the beginning of time. When we get to the year 2023, we do it the same way as we did it in the year 4000 in 2023, maybe slightly different. But that goes to show that the year 4000 happened before the year 2023, or whatever year it is at that specific time. How can the present, which is now, which is obviously the present now, that we are the clones in the year 4000, that we are ahead of the 2023, which was, but that means every moment we know what happened in 2023, because if this is a repeat of that, then that all happened, then we should all have deep within us the knowledge, if we are the clones of ourselves that are should be, from there to here, we inside of us know that we have that information from that time. And we can also see, because time had happened and it did happen and it did eventually go on and end, if it's thousands of years ago, then we know exactly how it was, how it is, how it ended, things went. And so we can extrapolate through that and the current world in which we are existing, which is the replica of the original world in which we are living, that we are, in fact, the beginning, because we are the beginning of the time concurrence in which we go to the end of time and then go back to the beginning of time and come to here. 2023 is back. We were supposed to go back to 2023 when we went back, but we didn't. We came to the recreation because they don't know the difference, and this is the place where we were because this is the only place we could be. Now, could it be that we were in the year 2060 and things were ruined, so we had to come forward to the year 4000 when they recreated it? Yes, that's exactly what happened. Exactly how it happened. In the year 2056, which was supposed to be the year 2022, a paradox happened that destroyed that reality in that universe. And the only possible way in which that we could continue is it took thousands of years until they decided to replicate that entire moment and bring us back to this moment here. But it's not here because that was in the time before the loop, which is Corona. But Corona is just an example. It's just a metaphor. 2020 hindsight is just a metaphor for the looping round and round and round. As we were all in, we were all sophisticating, round and round and round we go, time to the future, time to the past. That was all then. And after we leaped out of that, the only winning move is not to play. The only way to get out of the infinite loop, the infinite place, was to go to a place where time travel wasn't possible, so we couldn't continue the loop. Loop was over. We win. We're here. And now we're here. And sophisticated already happened. You sophisticated, I sophisticated, and we all sophisticated. Smarter, faster, stronger, bigger, better. And the other letters we'll have next week. And it's just a lot to take in, you know. It's a lot of thoughts and ideas and things to happen. Because it's not just that, because we exist in many different realities currently at the moment, right? Because if we're existing in 2023, which is really 2060, but we're also existing in the year 4000, and we're also existing in the year 4 million. We're also existing in the human realm, in the etheric realm, and in the angelic realm. We're also existing in the alien realms, and on TV realms, and on not TV realms, and in the movie realms. We're also existing in life and death telepathically. We're also being transmitted and transmuted and transgressioned. Okay, I am the great arbitrator, great council of existence, me. Mark is the biblical epic, him. Okay, what are you? today? Have you decided? Do you know? Because you are. If you are a human being who could hear my voice at this very moment, you are one of the oldest beings in existence, and with that comes power. Because age is equated to wisdom, which is equated to stature, status. So you have that status. You have it. It is within you as a human. Your stature in existence is far greater after we sophisticate. But just remember, cause we got here, there is the way it worked, which was before the looping, which is the here, there's the here now, and there is the mirror of it the other way. And that's all you need to know about any of it. Not really. There's a lot more, and we'll get into more of that next week. But I think we're going to end the show right here because it's 11:11 where I am, and my wish is that my future continues to be exactly what it was supposed to be, is supposed to be, because this is the second time through, so we're locking it in. And how do we know we're locking it in? Because every moment we get further along, we lock it in, we know we're locking it in. It's funny how things work like that, but there you go. 3 a.m., 3 we are, Sophisticate. It didn't make sense at the beginning, but I'm pretty sure it makes sense now. Three realities, and every time we did it in the loops, we got better and better. So, you know, even though COVID was a terrible thing, and even though, like, it was supposed to be a plague, but it wasn't because we stopped the ability to time travel to go back and get it. But even during COVID, people were learning things, and we were sophisticating those things trillions of times. So there's a lot of good that came out of the bad, and we have to remember that. But there's also a lot of bad that happened. We pray for all those who were there and involved, and any spirits who are listening or out there, the door is open. Wherever you are, a door is just open to light. Follow it. Go. Merry Christmas. You have 2 minutes. You have until the end of this show, and the doors will close. Please, if you are a ghost or a spirit, the light is open, the door is open. Please move on to your next destination. I am Hollywood Tony P. Thank you guys for joining us in the greatest talk show, A Paradox. We had a great show. I was hoping Mark would show up, but he said he was done for the night. So we're going to end early, and we ended on 11:11 my time, so that is okay. We'll be back next week, either Monday or Tuesday, probably Monday again. It just depends on how things go. But until then, just know that if you notice any differences, it's okay. It might not be because we're continually shifting. It might be because we're like 100 universes away from our original, and there's just so many differences because each time some new difference. First difference, Andy Dickinson. Second difference, Billy Madison. Third difference, the rape song. And, you know, moving on from there. But thank you guys for joining us. Like us on Facebook, Greatest Talk Show. Go to the World Generation Podcast Network like that. And I'm going to plug the United Wrestling Alliance. You should go and like that as well, because I am, of course, the United World Champion. And aside from that, I am Hollywood Tony P, and you are not. And I'd like to thank you all for joining us from whatever reality and time period in which you were in. We'll be back next week, hopefully with Mark D'Artorian, Monday, earlier. This is just how it works, and so this is just how it's going to work. And I'm really grateful that you guys are here and with us to discover all these great things. And so there you go. And again, I'm Hollywood Tony P. We'll see you guys next time from Oblivion. We are out of here. Bye-bye.
been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.